Luo Shikia here. Lin Shuyao, the voice, walking forward, really saw Lin Shuyao. Lin Shuyao complained that Luo Shikuayu did not come to rescue him. Luo Shikuayu explained that Lin Shuyao did not believe it, and Luo Shikuayu did not want to explain too much to Lin Shuyao. Lin Shuyao pestered Luo Shikuayu and asked him to take her out. Luo Shikuayu forced Lin Shuyao to say what? Lin Shuyao did not want to say that Luo Shikuayu had to wait and not leave. Qiu Yuling put Lu Manfeng with Han Qianluo after being tied together, go to Lin Shuyao. Lin Shuyao was afraid that Qiu Yuling would come back, and they would not be able to leave, so they had to tell Luo Shikuayu what they had just said. Luo Shikuayu heard the sound and knew that Qiu Yuling was coming, so he quickly gave Lin Shuyao the compass, pointed a direction, and let Lin Shuyao follow the direction of the densest roots. Lin Shuyao just walked on the front foot. Qiu Yuling came over. Luo Shikuayu's family reported the door and asked Qiu Yuling to hand over the fragments of the map. Qiu Yuling had to let Luo Shikuayu beat her. Qiu Yuling rang the bell, disturbing Luo Shikuayu's mind. When Lin Shuyao was halfway running, it rained heavily, and when he was happy that she could go out, she couldn't bear to let Luo Shikuayu die, so she hurried back and used the rain to beat Qiu Yuling down on the ground with magical ink magic arts. She also saw through Qiu Yu's ringtone. Qiu Yuling's ringing is just for bluffing, and being drugged is the real trick. Qiu Yuling sneaked away while Lin Shuyao cared about Luo Shi. Lu Manfeng and Han Qianluo woke up and untied the ropes. Lin Shuyao finally awakened Luo Shikuayu. However, Luo Shikuayu said that Lin Shuyao took advantage of him, and Lin Shuyao was so angry that he would leave Luo Shikuayu away. Luo Shikuayu remembered Lu Manfeng and Han Qianluo, and hurried to look for the two of them, and Lin Shuyao followed. Lu Manfeng and Han Qianluo untied the rope and looked for Luo Shikuayu together. Lin Shuyao walked, was frightened by the corpse hanging on the tree. Luo Shikuayu was very happy to see the fragments of the map in the corpse. Lu Manfeng's voice reached Luo Shikuayu's ears. Luo Shikuayu hurried to meet with Lu Manfeng, and showed the fragments of the map to Lu Manfeng. Lu Manfeng was very happy. Luo Shikuayu introduced Lin Shuyao to Lu Manfeng. Lu Manfeng said that this place was not a place to talk, and waited for the cool ghost Qilin to talk about it. Qiu Yuling watched Luo Shikuayu leave the Giki Forest and did not stop them. The Prince Xuan Suo Chaoyang saw him. Suo Chaoyang saw that the prince was unhappy and asked the reason. It turned out that it was a rescue plan conceived by the prince. The emperor thought he was rebellious and did not agree. Mo Rongyi standing at the tomb, welcoming the Lonely Desert to leave. Lonely Desert was about to become a unicorn arm. Mo Rongyi was very happy. Lonely Mo reminded Mo Rongyi to fulfill his promise, and Mo Rongyi let Lonely Mo feel relieved. He would personally send Lin Shuyao to Guzi Tomb, only to wait for Lonely Mo to see the beauty fangs. Qin Sihai searched all over the ghost habitat, but did not find the fragment of the map. It was suspected that the fragment of the map of the ghost habitat had been taken by Luo Shikuayu, and he did not dare to let Qiu Yuling discover their whereabouts, and immediately evacuated from the ghost habitat. Lin Shuyao told her what had happened. Luo Shikuayu didn't wink, and asked Lin Shuyao what she planned to do next. Seeing that Lin Shuyao was in a bad mood, Lu Manfeng took Luo Shikuayu away on the pretext of finding food, and let Han Qianluo and Lin Shuyao have a good chat. Mo Rongyi took the Lonely Desert to the ghost habitat. Qiu Yuling pushed the responsibility of losing Lin Shuyao on the tomb attacker, and also deliberately pulled the cold back. Lonely Mo was worried that it would be unsafe for Lin Shuyao to walk alone in the tomb of the millet. He wanted to find Lin Shuyao, but Mo Rongyi let Lonely Mo feel at ease to practice the unicorn arm, and Lin Shuyao would find him back. In the evening, Luo Shikuayu and the four were eating by the river and talking about their next plans. Qiu Yinshi, a sacred hand poison girl, Qiu Yuling, a bloodthirsty bell demon, both sent people to the tomb attackers. Qiu Yuling was Qiu Yinshi's subordinate. Mo Rongyi asked Qiu Yinshi how to deal with Qiu Yuling's dereliction of duty. Qiu Yun in response, Zai increased Qiu Yuling's penalty for another 10 years. Qiu Yuling couldn't stand it, and deliberately asked Qiu Yinshi to deal with the negligent apprentice Han Qianluo, and Mo Rongyi ordered Qiu Yinshi to retrieve Han Qianluo as soon as possible. Seeing Lonely Mo drinking boring wine, Qiu Yuling was worried about Lin Shuyao and deliberately told Lonely Mo that Lin Shuyao had been rescued by Luo Shikuayu when he attacked the tomb to make trouble for Lonely Mo. The next day, Lu Manfeng and Luo Shikuayu, Han Qinluo sent Lin Shuyao to the exit of Guzi Tomb, let Lin Shuyao walk down the road, and then go home. Luo Shikuai wanted to keep Lin Shuyao, but Lu Manfeng let Lin Shuyao leave. After Lin Shuyao really left, Luo Shikuai complained that Lu Manfeng let Lin Shuyao go. Lu Manfeng let Luo Shikuai feel relieved. Lin Shuyao complained that her father would marry her at will. She definitely would not go home. It is not safe to walk the rivers and lakes. The favorite person is Luo Shikuaiu. When Luo Shikuaiu heard that Lin Shuyao liked him, he was very happy. Looking for Lin Shuyao in the lonely desert, Lu Manfeng took Luo Shikuaiu and Han Qinluo away for a while, and let Luo Shikuaiu stay and wait for Lin Shuyao. He and Han Qinluo went to find food. Not long after Lu Manfeng and Han Qinluo left, Luo Shikuaiu saw Lin Shuyao. Luo Shikuaiu asked Lin Shuyao why he followed them. Lin Shuyao was embarrassed to admit that Luo Shikuaiu did not expose Lin Shuyao's lies. Qu Yunxi reported to Morong Yi that Lonely Mo had left Wang Xuan. Morong Yi guessed that Lonely Mo must be looking for Lin Shuyao, and quickly ordered Qu Yunxi to get Lonely Mo back. Lonely Mo saw Lin Shuyao, a little nervous. Lin Shuyao didn't know who the man standing opposite was, so Lonely Delight introduced herself. Lin Shuyao didn't like Lonely Delight, and let Lonely Delight stay away from her. Luo Shikuaiu, who was standing by and watching the play, saw the Lonely Mo pressing on Lin Shuyao step by step, and took the initiative to help Lin Shuyao to relieve the siege. Lin Shuyao held Luo Shikuaiu's arm, and said that Luo Shikuaiu was her wishful man, lonely and extremely angry.